Hello. This was a hard step up here. Welcome to Barnegie Hall. I see we have a lot of new people here, so I want to start really quickly by saying that Barnegie Hall, we have about 20 concerts a year that help to support our nonprofit called Music on a Mission. And Music on a Mission takes the benefits of music to people of all ages with different needs. And actually tonight, we have a concert at 7 o'clock with two nationally known blues artists, singer-songwriters. Gary Vincent is one of our songwriters today for Drew, and Stacy Mitchart from Nashville. So 7 o'clock, if you're not busy, we've still got a few seats left. So today, Project Drew is one of our programs of Music on a Mission. And Drew stands for Delivering Restorative Energy to Our Warriors. So when I see so many of our past participants here, that is exactly what our mission is, to connect them to us and to each other. So first of all, I want to thank the veterans for their service. So if you're able, will the veterans please stand so we can recognize you? Thank you. And thank you for your service. And I guess I want to add that when we say welcome home and thank you for your service, we want to take that further by hearing these stories. They need to tell their stories, and we need to hear them. And we learn from them, and we can learn from their experiences and achievements. And it is such an honor to meet them and hear them. And it's astounding. I think I probably say this every time, but it's astounding that they go and serve and they do these amazing, extraordinary things. And then they come home and live ordinary lives and walk among us, and we have no idea what they've done and what they've experienced. So part of what Drew does is to try to share that history, that the history belongs to all of us and should be shared by the community and not just by the warriors alone. So you'll see that Project Drew is dedicated to giving our veterans a voice and to help to diminish their trauma and isolation. So by creating a song out of their stories, it's a lasting tribute to their service and their place in history. Our songwriters have incredible compassion and talent and insight, and that they are the ones that make this program successful. So the veteran and the songwriter connect, and the stories are transmitted heart to heart, and then the music does the work. Mike Winnan is going to talk a little bit more about what we actually did here this weekend and explain more about Drew and who Drew is. So, Mike?
Okay, thank you, Marilyn. And good afternoon, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to Barnegie Hall. We're so glad that you joined us here today. And it's a lovely May afternoon in Cleveland. we'll see what this afternoon brings. So I want to talk a little bit about Drew and how the program came together, and you know why, what we did yesterday, why we're here today, and what comes next, right? So to begin with, Marilyn mentioned Project Drew stands for Delivering Restorative Energy to Our Warriors. And it's named after my cousin, Drew Ferguson, who is a Northeast Ohio native. He grew up right here in Avon Lake. Drew had a really kind of prolific military career. He was an Army Ranger, a Special Forces operative, finished as a captain. And he served four tours total, two in Iraq, one in Afghanistan, and one in Africa. And when he wrapped up in 2017, and his transition back home, it was really difficult for him. He slipped off the grid, and unfortunately, we lost him that summer. We took his own life. So this program that year, we started Project Drew in his honor and as a tribute to Drew, and really as a tribute to all of our veterans. As Marilyn mentioned, we need to go so much further than thank you for your service and welcome home. And as we've learned, certainly in this program, you never know what someone is carrying around with them. Yeah. So we're here to share this wonderful space with you, and really hope that the power of music can bring us closer together and help us to connect today and stay connected. So what did we do yesterday? So we had the barn to ourselves. All the vets came in, six vets and six songwriters, and just a little bit of introduction, got to know each other a little bit. And then Marilyn, in her work before the workshop, she'll pair veterans and songwriters together, just based on a number of different factors, it's kind of secret formula, who she thinks may work well together. And I'll tell you, it works well every time. Everyone split up and then we just shared the space. We just sit down. One of the vets asked me before the workshop, as we were getting started, is there a prompt or any kind of a framework? Like, what kind of story do you want to hear? And I said, really, there isn't a prompt. There's no prescription. We're here to listen, and any story and stories you'd like to share with us are yours to share. And that's, that's simply put, amazing things will happen when we just listen. Right? And so now here we are 24 hours later, and we get to listen what the songwriters have come up with their veteran, and the songs they've written together to tell those stories. And we hope you enjoy those. I'll say that these stories that we hear sometimes can be really heavy, stories of combat, of pain and loss and suffering. Sometimes they're bizarre. Sometimes they're humorous. Like you can't believe, we kind of learn about the whole spectrum of human experience. And with the music, I would just say, like, just go with that feeling, let that music take you where it may. It's really powerful. Drew's brother, Brian Ferguson, is also a veteran, ex-Navy SEAL. We're still very close. He wrote with Gretchen, whom you'll meet in a minute. He wrote a song in Project Drew. He has described his experience and what he thinks is also for vets in Project Drew, that the song is like an audience of one. The vet is really the only person that matters, even though we're so happy you joined us here to listen together, family and friends and vets who've come in the program before to come back to see us. But the veteran is really, that's the most important person. And for him, it was like a mirror for his service. And I thought that was really powerful, is just to look at his service and to be able to reflect on it and to be able to get some sort of different perspective on it. It was really helpful to him, and we hope is helpful to other vets. I'll also mention there's a lot of imagery. We have Drew's poetry and art here in the barn, and his poetry and his artwork were the inspiration for our logo. If you saw in the lobby, we have our logo and a giant banner. And if you haven't already, if you've participated as a songwriter or a veteran, please go ahead and sign it. You see all the signatures on there. We like to just kind of a way to connect with each other. And I thought I would read the poem that the logo is based on, the poem that Drew wrote. Yeah. So this one's one of many poems, but it's something of Drew's reflection, maybe a bit of a metaphor for his own heart. And his poem is called My Drum. Although my drum no longer beats so loud, I'll never cease to follow its sound. Its beat led me through rivers, forests, and sands, equally through disparity's unforgiving hands. One day again, it will beat proudly a sound. Shake down through my body and rattle the ground. This is my drum. So, thank you. Thank you. So, so with that, on a kind of a tactical note, I will flick and turn my phone off or the ringer off. Curtis and Jim are excellent on the soundboard, so don't worry about audience noise. We get good applause and things, but he's great about if we got a train or a random noise or something, it won't disturb the recording. But sometimes, you know, the songwriters, they're courageous to play here, and we want to make sure they get it kind of distraction free. So yeah, go ahead and turn your phone off if you don't need it. And tune in, and let's just enjoy some music together. I'll have the songwriters introduce themselves and the veteran they worked with. And at the end, we're going to have everybody up who'd like to join us and play a song that Drew wrote about the power of music and bringing people together. It's called I Know a Place. So we'll do that at the end. Okay? All right. So if you'd welcome to the stage Gretchen Plus for our first song.